European governments rushed to rescue more troubled banks today. France, Belgium, and Luxembourg pumped another $8 billion into the Belgian-based Dexia Bank. And Iceland's government took over another of its banks, the third this week. Still, amid the turmoil, one banking system is both sound and secure. The 400-plus savings banks in Germany's Sparkasse system have followed a conservative strategy for years, and Germans are now reaping the benefits. From Berlin, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Sparkasse banks are the German equivalent of a savings and loan, but they're owned by local governments, not private investors, and they serve average Germans, like 58-year-old Wolfgang Schwabe, a computer engineer.
Naja, ich bin ein kleiner Sparer.
I'm a small saver, Wolfgang says. I don't have any stocks or mutual funds, nothing like that. Wolfgang gets no more than 4% on the money he has deposited in his local Sparkasse bank, but it is safe. The bank loans its deposits out to local small business owners and to people looking to buy a house or a car, but the collateral requirements are steep. At least 20% is needed for a mortgage. So while stockholders in the United States and elsewhere fret over the losses in their stock portfolios, Wolfgang and his fellow Sparkasse savers breathe easy. If you think about it, Wolfgang says, the financial crisis means one thing. I was right not to take a risk with my money. The Sparkasse banks serve all customers, no matter how small. Across the country, they hold nearly $1 trillion in deposits. Stefan Marotzka is head of public relations for the Sparkasse system. The Sparkasse banks have been important for many years, he says. They allowed the private banks to go after the big business because the Sparkasse took care of the guy in the street. It's worth noting that the rest of the banking system in Germany is in as bad a shape as the other financial institutions across Europe. The Sparkasse banks have been especially important in Germany because, on the whole, Germans are far more conservative investors than Americans or other Europeans. Just 10% of the population here is invested in the stock market. Stefan Kuths is an economist at the German Institute for Economic Research here in Berlin.
Seems that Germans have a very strong demand for safe assets, and then they do not mind too much that the return of these assets is not that high.
For a time, the Sparkasse banks were out of favor. But after they lost a lot of money in the collapse of the telecom bubble, Germans came back to the Sparkasse banks, says Stefan Marotzka. For many years, the Sparkasse banks were considered old-fashioned, boring, not very modern, he says. But in the past 2 or 3 weeks, everyone who was criticizing it, Stefan says, is now saying, gosh, we are so lucky to have this system in Germany. Actually, professional economists like Stefan Kuths still think the Sparkasse system is a bit old-fashioned. Kuths thinks his countrymen may be a bit too conservative with their money.
I'm not really convinced that the Germans are very clever in what they do, because we have very strong enterprises here which make a lot of profits, but most of these profits go to foreign investors. So they may be lucky today as we have this crisis everywhere, but in a longer perspective, it's not the best idea to be so reluctant to run risk on the stock markets.
When stocks rebound, it may be that Germans will be tempted again to take some risk, but for the moment, deposits in the Sparkasse banks are on the increase across the country. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Berlin.